This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offering an inspiration on the day. It's Wednesday, March the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, all assembled here to creatively look at the things that are on the top of people's minds. Certainly the Biden speech last night is one of those items. It's reference to what's going on in Ukraine. There was some COVID references as well. I saw this poll, Victoria, that suggested that Americans or more Americans say that the virus isn't under control.
This is surprising, right?
I'm not buying it because maybe it disagrees with my point of view. I think it's very much under control. Where do they get their news? How is it these people come to that conclusion would be my question.
I think it depends on who you talk to, right? But this was an ABC News poll, and it was a nationwide survey, and it found that 49%, and this was bipartisan, this was not broken down by political party.
Right.
And they found that 49% of Americans think that the virus is only somewhat under control or not at all under control. I think the somewhat under control, I would put myself in that because I have friends who have COVID right now. So, I mean, it's still very much
thing.
Around.
It's your personal experience.
It's not gone.
Yeah, no, it isn't gone, and it will never be gone. It's here.
Yeah, and I think that's it.
I mean,
I would say that COVID's not under control because no one's controlling COVID. COVID is a disease. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that anybody could really truthfully say that they have controlled COVID because they haven't. So it's an unknown, but it's something that we have to live with. I mean, can we live with it might be a better question.
That's the question. Thank you. All right, let's go to another question here. Broadcasters are asking themselves, or they're being asked by certain individuals, mostly news media folks who are questioning the Russian radio, Russian Sputnik, it's called, Radio Sputnik. And we all remember, well, you don't remember because you weren't alive, but I remember 1957 when the Sputnik space, that was the first ship that went into space, was called Sputnik 1.
Does it mean anything, the word Sputnik?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Somebody I always wondered what
Jay?
That...
She's our go-to gal when
Jen,
it comes
well,
to...
Well, Jen will laugh at this because I know you don't watch Friends, but, like, all I ever think of is Ross Geller's Halloween costume one year when he was a potato and he was Sputnik. Like,
Sputnik.
That was, to me, that's all I think of, but...
Well,
I always wondered where that... Because it's not a pretty word.
No,
According to the dictionary on Google, each of a series of Soviet artificial satellites. Doesn't really say if there's another meaning for it.
Started, but it's been used for something else recently, too, and I forgot what it was.
Traveling companion, fellow traveler, companion attendant. Those are meanings.
So they would be, it's Sputnik. Radio
so
companion.
Sputnik is a companion.
So if we go to Vegas together, you guys will be my Sputnik.
Great. Anyway, the National Association of Broadcasters is telling stations that are programming Radio Sputnik that they should stop. And a couple of stations have answered that call by saying, yet. How do you like that? That's clever.
Oh, boy.
I
feel like this whole story is just so you were able to shoehorn that one line in.
Yet. Well, I understand broadcasting the Russian stuff in Washington. I get it. But Kansas City? Who's listening to a Russian radio station in Kansas City?
So now this is all Russian language? Is that also true? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's English language formatted, and some of it's Russian.
There could be a population. There are a lot of Eastern Europeans that are in strange places. Chicago, a huge population of my Czech brethren. In Texas, the same thing. Yeah. I'm sure Ukraine has a big population in New York. I mean, there's just very little pockets that pop up places that surprise you.
That make you wonder when you think about it. Now, you've just caused me to think there are more Brazilians that live in Framingham than any other single place in America. Why is it that Brazilians were attracted to Framingham? Why not Chileans or Peruvians or Guatemalans or Colombians? Isn't it interesting how that happens? How people like folks up in Bangor, Maine, not Bangor, it's Lewiston, Maine. They have all the Somalians that are up there.
Look at all the Armenians that settled right outside of L.A. in Glendale.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really interesting. And when I was going through high school, I used to laugh about it because it just seemed so bizarre to me. But my friend Liz in high school is Armenian, and her family had come here. And she said, yeah, in Armenia, there would be billboards about come to Glendale. And it was, they would like advertise like where to go when you came to the United States. And it always made me laugh because I just sounded so weird and funny, but it was like the garden spot of Glendale. I'm sure that's maybe what happens with your Brazilians, you know,
to
Framingham. Yeah.
Let's go to the president's speech last night. How many people thought that there were that many Russian planes traveling over our airspace, i.e. commercial jetliners? I know that Aeroflot goes to New York. I don't know where else it goes to Washington, probably, but not. Yeah, it doesn't go to the West Coast. There's no Aeroflot at LAX.
Yeah, you can. Yes.
Really? On Aeroflot? I've never seen an Aeroflot plane at LAX. Never seen one in Boston.
A friend of mine, when we were in college, she had a friend who was from Moscow, and she went over to visit and stayed for a month with the family, and it took her three different planes from Aeroflot to get off the ground because they were all busted, and they had to keep getting off the plane and getting onto another one. So that's my only experience with Aeroflot, and to even imagine and she was just trying to get to Germany. So, I mean, I can't even imagine if you're trying to get to New York.
I remember flying Aeroflot from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and there were three or four of us that got on the plane. Well, most of the trip was on
an American. Did everyone wear a parachute?
Well, it was the
I don't think the planes are as bad as you think. Are they? Weren't they like Airbuses or something like that?
No, not back then. No, they were Russian-made. They were Russian-made planes, and the seats weren't tight on the floor. You could move them, rock them around, and the pilots got on the plane last. And they were the first ones off when we landed, which I found very amusing, very interesting. Okay, so let's get to what else happened last night. Buying American, I liked that, the practicality of it. You know, what did you, I think, was it on the air, off the air, Victoria? You were talking about how can you, or maybe Jennifer, how can you buy American without buying Chinese? Well, you can make sure that everything, and that supposedly sounds like there's some legislative plan to entice or...
it's all in semantics. So remember, President Trump would talk a lot about Made in America.
Yeah.
And that's because he would want to promote American industry here.
Right.
Buy American is semantics that Joe Biden is using because, yes, you can buy American, but, you know, you could say you're buying Nike sneakers and that's American, but yet they're still being made in China.
Well, but he was pretty specific about having it made here.
Just saying, semantics are a little different, and certainly that's what politicians do, because you can't go down the path of green energy without involving China in that equation. And I guess what I thought was just inauthentic, and I thought if you are going to talk, and I love all the Buy American stuff. Believe me, rah, 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 I'm all for it. But let's start with gas, because we are the top buyer of Russian gasoline right now. Of any other country on the planet, the United States
buys more Russian today versus yesterday.
We are still the number one customer of Russia when it comes to oil and gasoline on this planet. So if we're really serious about buying American, let's get with the program. Let's buy American gasoline and energy.
While we don't, you know, unleashing the reserves is great, but drilling and procuring our own oil and gas is much more important. We have plenty of it. We should be doing that. Why is there even any discussion or argument? Are the environmentalists so powerful that they can dissuade the entire economy because of their hoo-hoo-ya-ya stuff? That's bad. That is bad. All right, Biden has been in touch with Zelensky, apparently. Did they give him a phone? How did he get the phone?
One of the meetings that they were having leading up to this, the U.S. government gave Zelensky and his vice prime minister or whatever the title is, the second in command. So they both have secured phones. that are like satellite phones that they can so they can talk. I think Biden actually spoke to Zelensky yesterday for like a half an hour or so.
Really?
So they're in touch. Yeah, they're in regular touch and communication.
And
it's also helpful for us to know where he is because it's like a tracking device too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That's true. The International Court of Justice holding public hearings over the accusations in Ukraine of the Russians just killing all, any and all, anybody that comes, you know, they're sending in slaughter teams. That is enough reason right there to go bomb the Kremlin.
Oh, there's so many violations.
Bomb the damn Kremlin. Bomb it.
If anyone ever sees Putin again, like if he's, you know, within... In any sort of public setting, if anyone ever sees him again and he can be arrested, he would be strung up for the... I mean, this is such a long
list
there's now.
There's stuff that's floating around that suggests the military and Russia are trying to get him. Is there any truth to that? He must have to talk to...
A lot of Russian military just don't believe in this as a cause. He hasn't...
They're young kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
we
a lot
were
of them
at
have
pictures of some of them
their families.
Yeah, and some of these young boys have been pulled from their family, like Jen said, and they're forced into this. They don't want to do it. They are a totally different generation. This is not like Mother Russia. They're, you know, that's like two generations ago. So these are children. When you look at these kids who have been captured, they are babies.
But a lot are turning on Russia.
Yeah. They are.
And how does Russia, with all the thing that I don't understand, so Russia, everything's about oil, right? Everything, that's what the whole world is talking about, whether we move or we don't move, it's all about oil. How does Russia, who is so oil rich, how are their own trucks running out of gas?
Well, that's the story, is that a lot of the Russian military who are in those convoys, first of all, they don't have a lot of money. They've been sending them with old stuff instead of
expired
new stuff
from 2015.
Right.
Yeah.
But one of the stories I heard yesterday is that a lot of those Russian soldiers in that convoy are puncturing their own gas tanks so that they run out of gas because they don't want to go into the city. That's kind of what people believe have been slowing it down. But there's also a thought that they could be just recalibrating a bit. Today they're going to have peace talks again, Russia and Ukraine. They're very far apart, and the escalation over the last 24 hours has been intense. Again, it's a time game for Ukraine. I think just because they put up a fight, everybody's like relaxing. Don't relax. This is still very much changing from minute to minute.
All the families that are sheltering in the subway in Kiev, trying to obviously survive when what's on top of them is getting blown to smithereens. Imagine having a night in tube in the subway system.
People are having babies in there.
Unbelievable. Yeah. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by and Pfizer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions and answers, we have them here on the DJV programs, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay's going to bring us up to date on the problem that I have with my grandson, the uncontrollable hair. There's a real problem apparently in society with that. So we're going to find the resolve after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's get to this Georgia mom, Jay, who's on a mission. What's the mission? A mission from God? What's this mission?
She wants to spread joy and raise awareness. Her one-year-old son was diagnosed with something called uncombable hair syndrome, and she actually learned about it when some stranger reached out to her on Instagram after seeing a photo that she had posted of her son, and she was like, hey, has your child been diagnosed with uncombable hair syndrome. It looks like he might have it. And this mom just sees the word syndrome and is like freaking out and is like, what's wrong? Is this causing him pain? And takes him to a doctor and they actually diagnose him with this. It's a rare hair disorder. It's a genetic condition. Only about 100 cases have been reported in medical studies, although the experts say there's probably a couple more cases of this. It's been not really confirmed, but a lot of people think that Einstein may have had this. Some people think possibly Boris Johnson has it. Maybe that's why he always looks so disheveled with his hair. But where you look under a microscope, normal hair shafts are cylinder, where this one is kind of like the hair looks like a triangle. And it's just, it sticks straight up. But you also have to have at least 50% of the hair that looks like this for it to be considered uncombable hair syndrome.
Is this really a problem?
I think it's kind of, I mean, this little kid, the picture of this kid, the mother said that they get comments that he looks like a dandelion because his hair looks like a dandelion. Like,
yeah, it's so kind of
blow away.
Yeah.
No, it's his hair. He's going to have to live with it.
Your grandson has this big
tuft of hair that will, no matter what,
and it doesn't go down.
Brendan and Sophie are always posting pictures of it, and Brendan combed it down and, like, wet it once, and Sophie posted a picture, and everybody got nervous that it went away, but it was back.
Something that's inherited. It's some mutated gene that's inherited from both parents. So if your grandson does have this, it comes from both sides.
Must be my son has flawed genes. Then I have to speak to him about that. In the meantime,
I wonder where that would have come from.
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't have come from me. It must have been on his mother's side.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Yes. All right. Anyway, so we're keeping you up to date on uncombable hair syndrome here, exclusively on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
I need four more of the biscuit panitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden delivers his first State of the Union speech. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
Also on Tuesday, oil prices surged, with U.S. crude hitting its highest level since June 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
President Biden believes that cutting the cost of prescription drugs will be the first step in fighting inflation.
My plan to fight inflation will lower your costs and lower the deficit. 17 Nobel laureates in economics said my plan will ease long-term inflationary pressures. Top business leaders, and I believe most Americans, support the plan. And here's the plan. First, cut the cost of prescription drugs.
GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa.
I saw what happens when prices rise faster than wages. The Biden administration believes inflation is a, quote, high-class problem. I can tell you, it's an everybody problem. I saw moms' and dads' paychecks buy them less and less. I watched working people choose which essentials to take home and which ones to leave behind. And now President Biden's decisions have a whole new generation feeling that same pain. When I took the oath of office 5 years ago, I promised Iowans that I would never lose sight of who I was working for, that I wouldn't become detached from the problems they were facing, from the problems that I had faced myself. But you don't have to check groceries to see what high inflation does to people. You just need to step outside of the D.C. bubble. Talk to Americans about what's on their mind. Ask them, what are your concerns? What keeps you up at night? And they'll tell you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Here we go.
Formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, now just referred to as, there's got to be something, though, that's improper about even calling them the Chicks. There's got to be something in this politically correct, crazed world of ours that deems Chicks to be inappropriate. All right, crank it up, will you, Phil? So it looks like the Chicks are hitting the road. This big, are they still considered a country band? It seems to me that they kind of veered off of that course after all of the hoopla in, what, 2015?
I mean, I 20... still think of them as country.
Yeah, they're country.
Yeah. Pretty country,
they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it. If Jay says Jay knows country, so I'm taking it from her. So they're going to hit 27 cities in a tour this year, starting in Maryland. And then, let's see, June, July, August, they're going out to the western part of the country. You can find the tour dates if you're a Chicks fan at Chicks. What is it? What's the Chicks website? Chicks.com?
Yeah, just Ticketmaster.
Really? Go to Ticket. Isn't that awful that one company controls all that stuff?
Yep. It is. It is. Yeah. As a concert goer and lover, it is definitely unfortunate.
Don't get me started. There's so many fees. Sometimes the fees cost more than the ticket.
Yeah.
The fees are insane.
Right. How do they get away with that? Okay. Today is Ash Wednesday. For those of you, yesterday was Shrove Tuesday or Mardi Gras. I was taught a lesson in all of this. Somebody asked me yesterday, do I know what that means? And apparently it happened when it was called Fat Tuesday. It was because people were supposed to stop eating during Lent, so they got themselves gorged on food on the day before Ash Wednesday. Is that, anybody hear that story before? It makes sense, actually.
That's why you do a big pancake dinner on Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that's traditionally why that was, yeah.
So 6 weeks until Easter. We have we have 2.5 weeks till the beginning of spring. And we have, 2 weeks from today is St. Patrick's Day. So there you go. How about that? American Citizenship Day today, observed on March 2nd every year in Puerto Rico, because was it after World War I, when the Puerto Ricans were given that, it became a protectorate after World War I, and they became U.S. citizens, I think, about that time as well, didn't they?
1917, yep.
Yeah, right, in that vicinity there somewhere. All right, the Tinder swindler has been sued by the real family the family, the diamond thing. Let's go back to this.
Yeah.
There's a fellow named, that has the same name. Simon, is it Leviev?
It's Leviev. I believe it's Leviev. Okay. Yeah. So right. Lev Leviev is a famous diamond. That's the guy's real name. And he is a famous diamond merchant. And has a family business. And it's an Israeli business. But they dress celebrities with diamonds. And they're kind of a smaller De Beers, in a sense. And guy...
Isn't there some Hollywood outfit that always gives diamonds to the... stars to use.
There are a bunch of them.
Two names, if I remember correctly. All right, anyway, so tell the story.
But anyway, so the Tinder swindler took that name. It's a fake name. He took the name Simon Leviev, and so he pretended to be a son of Lev Leviev. And then he had forged, he basically had forged checks from the company. He said he was the CEO of the company, and that was all part of his scheme that, you know, these women fell for. And, you know, if they Googled him, they said, oh, wow, you know, he's from this prominent diamond family. And so, you know, that it sort of made him look legit. And now the real family saw the documentary, because that's what happens these days. True crime actually leads to real arrests. And so they saw the documentary and they realized, okay, this makes sense now, because they've been getting bills from private jet companies for $600,000 at a time. And they were like, we don't use private, like, we're not using private jets. Like, this is the, you've got the wrong company. And they said, oh, no, we're supposed to bill this, you know, to Simon Leviev. And they're like, well, he's not even a person here. So now they're going to sue him for millions. And I hope that they win, because this guy is a scum.
Go get him. All right. So who's the couple that found the pearl in that New Jersey restaurant? What's the story with that, Victoria? You know the story? Michael Spressler is his name?
Yeah. This couple, they've been going to this restaurant for 34 years in Cape May, the Lobster House restaurant. Always he eats clams a lot. They had ordered a dozen clams on the half shell. He eats the first 11, no problem. Gets to the last one, notice there's something different. It's a little heavy. He starts eating it, notices there's something in his mouth. And at first he thought his tooth broke. And it was like, wait, what's going on? It was an 8.8 millimeter pearl.
How much is that worth?
We don't know, but that's a 2.5 carat. Just because I needed to, for my own purposes, I needed to know
what,
how big of a pearl this is. But it's 2.5 carats. That's a good size pearl. So yeah, the wife said that she's going to keep it, right?
Yeah. It could sell for thousands. Oh yeah, it could sell for thousands. But they're going to keep it and put it in a piece of jewelry or something, just kind of like a remembrance of that day, but also just what they have that's special in their marriage and in their life.
I'm going to say something potentially really dumb.
Okay.
But I always thought oysters were the ones with pearls, not clams.
They are.
When you say always.
I think this is probably not a clam. They probably got an oyster mixed up with the clams. I'm going to bet that. No, there's no clams in that.
I mean, they're really different.
Clams had pearls, too.
I've never heard of a pearl coming from a clam. And again, I already prefaced this with this might be really dumb, so everyone can, you know, send all the hate mail. But I just always have heard.
Victoria, these are really dumb.
There are some places, especially like beach locations. I know we've done this when we've been on vacation before, and it's this little stand, and they have a bunch of oysters, and they're freshwater oysters, so they all have a pearl in them. Yeah. And you can buy one, and then you get to chuck it yourself and get the pearl out, and sometimes they're pink, sometimes they're black.
Most fascinating is that they actually seed pearls. They take pearls out of oysters. And then they put new little seedlings because of the way oysters are able to grow the pearl inside their system. So did you know that there are seeds that are used? They put the seeds, the divers go down, they get they open the oyster, they take out the pearl, and then they put a new little one in that will grow to a bigger one. Now you're gonna, I know, go to Soap
That's
or Snope or whatever it is to check that out. I'm sure.
Well, I just googled about pearls and oysters with clams and oysters with pearls. So yeah, so apparently clams do also make pearls. Oysters are the most common, but clams can produce them, and they also said even sometimes mussels can.
Really?
Which is really interesting. Okay. 'Cause I eat a lot of mussels. I never knew that either. But I guess it's just in this mollusk.
Yeah.
Which is what they're all in the same mollusk.
I think I just read the same thing you read,
Victoria, because it says only saltwater clams and freshwater mussels.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of mussels. I wonder if you get my mussels to grow oysters.
You don't eat any seafood, though, like this, do you?
I don't mind. If it's cooked, clam chowder.
Yeah, clam chowder.
But I don't want it cooked. I don't want it raw.
Well, you don't eat raw.
Edward Island mussels? So
Tony used to eat. She used to just try to annoy me. But when we'd go to a restaurant, and she'd order oysters raw, and that was after we.
Didn't I have oysters when we had dinner last fall?
Yeah, I think you did, and I think I said the same thing, if I'm not mistaken.
You mean you commented on someone else's food in an impolite way? What a shock!
All right, next up here, HBO has pulled the Larry David documentary. Why? What's the problem?
This was strange. This literally happened last night. It was supposed to make the debut last night. Now, at first I thought, well, maybe with the State of the Union, maybe he didn't, and maybe in solidarity to Ukraine or whatever, maybe he wanted to pull it. But it's actually, I guess he wants to do the whole thing again, but he wants to do it live. So he'll be in front of a live audience being interviewed as opposed to it being on camera. That's what HBO Max says. It's strange, though, that you would literally get to the day that it premieres and then change your mind on it.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I think he's going through some stuff. I was looking forward to seeing it, too.
But
Putin is going through. Putin looks like a drunk. And we were talking off as they ramp up their attacks and stuff and try to figure out why everything has gone so cuckoo. He's drunk. He looks like it. He's acting like it. He has also, according to both Biden and Macron, acted very strange on phone calls that they have had. So maybe that's one of
the
ways.
No, apparently he's sober. He doesn't drink. He's against alcohol.
Really?
Yep.
Looks like
it. Yep.
The giant ash cloud over Argentina. massive smoke and debris, wildfires, everything. This is the kind of stuff. Nobody's talking about this because we're all so wrapped up in what's going on over in Ukraine. But apparently, northeast Argentina is just a mess. It's the Iberia wetlands, one of the largest ecosystems in the world. These raging wildfires down there. Apparently, they've been going on for months and months and months and months and months. So it's very hot. Remember, it's summer down there. It's not winter. 3 million acres of farmland have been destroyed completely. 3 million acres. Not cool. Speaking of farmland, don't forget the ancillary program that I do. In addition to the DJV program, I do the American Family Farmer, and you can listen to that program, a lot of these same stations, every week. And you can also download this is a free podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one is a focus on cover crop strategies for farmers and no-till farming, more regenerative farming, which is good for you because the food is better on those farms. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi, I'm Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes from Maryland. 16 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools, tech, and furniture you need to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to $100 on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. N35, in-store only while supplies last.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a two-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To sing along with this, the theme from Happy Days. Crank it up there, Phil. I love this. The theme to Laverne and Shirley was pretty similar because it came from this show. And what was the other show that came out of Happy Days? Wasn't there one other one?
Mork and Mindy.
I don't remember the theme to that at all.
And
you?
Then don't forget Joni Loves Chachi, although yeah. I like to forget it.
Yeah, I think that was a forgettable one for
That's
sure.
Pretty bad.
All right, so we started with Happy Days, Chucker. Why is that?
Well, we did because yesterday I forgot to mention that Ron Howard, it was his birthday, he turned 68 years old, played Richie Cunningham. His bond with Arthur Fonzarelli, played by Henry Winkler, iconic. I loved that show when I was a kid. You know, I think I forgot to mention it yesterday because you probably spoke 90% of the time, so I only got to 10% of the material.
Thank
okay.
you, Chucker. That was very nice. You're welcome. You don't notice that.
No, but you were a fan of Happy Days, right? Great show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah.
Right. And obviously Ron Howard was on Andy Griffith, and he was in the movie The Shootist with John Wayne, and has directed many terrific movies, Night Shift, Apollo 13, Beautiful Mind, so on and so forth. The Paper was a great one, Splash. Big fan.
Good. All right, so what do you have for movie news today, Chucker?
Here's an interesting one. Disney Plus is going to move its Netflix shows, superhero shows, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and a few others to its streaming service, which is Disney Plus. This will be the first time they have delved into mature or what they would call R-rated territory, so parental controls will now be in place if you have Disney Plus, because your kid could find some non-Disney-esque material. And they're going to start to go into the more mature R-rated. They're going to produce some more original programming that will be geared to adults also, not just pure Disney product.
I found so what do you make of
it? Well, I think, listen, I think...
Is that good for the viewer?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's going to expand the base of Disney Plus, although they probably don't need the help. But yeah, I'm no surprise that they're doing this, but this is the first time they've going this route with their streaming service, because everything at this point has been PG-13 or G. So, interesting.
Right. Yep. Lindsay Lohan and Netflix have announced they're going to have a couple of movies. I thought she was gone, passé.
Should I care? Yeah. Should I care?
Yeah, well, yeah. I love Lindsay Lohan.
Wait a second. You love Lindsay Lohan or you loved her? What has she done lately?
That's
Lindsay the point
Lohan.
Of a comeback. We're going to wait and
awesome.
See.
Yeah, she's going to be coming back.
Okay.
I still currently adore her. I think she's great.
I'm happy.
Listen, I think the sky was the limit, and... she blew it, but what are you going to do?
Who is the other bad girl that got cancer that was, I always confused her with Lindsay Lohan.
Shannon Doherty?
Shannon Doherty.
Thank you, Shannon Doherty. Yeah, yeah.
Totally different generation, but, you know.
Really?
I think Lindsay Lohan was a brighter star, personally, but,
Lindsay Lohan's 35.
And how old is Shannon Doherty?
Shannon Doherty's, aren't they late 50s. 40s, early 50s?
No, she's got to be 50s now.
Yeah.
Really?
Primarily known for
Beverly Hills 90210.
Let's go back into movie history, Doug. This day in 1933, King Kong, the original, premiered in New York City. And this day in 1944.
So here's the question. Hold on, Tucker. Let's ask the ladies King Kong.
King Kong?
Yeah. First King Kong. Who was the lady that was...
I do know that. My mom told me about that. That was Jessica Lange, right?
Nope.
So that was
the second one.
Faye Ray.
Faye Ray, correct or not?
You lost me.
Who was in it there? Who was in Peter Jackson's King Kong, the female lead?
I don't know that.
Naomi Watts.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
This day, 1944, movie history, Casablanca won the Oscar for Best Picture. A lot of people still love that.
And nobody, when that movie was produced... The studio thought it was going to be a dud, that nobody would watch it, nobody would care.
Is it really good, though? Like, I've never seen it. Like, if I watched it today, I would like it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
All right.
And the thing
that
it was filmed on a soundstage in Hollywood, and the foggy airport scenes were done at the Burbank Airport. they transform everybody to Africa, but it's Burbank. Anyway,
one more thing. Today in Los Angeles at the AMC movie theaters, they raised their prices. If you go to see The Batman at an AMC movie theater this week, regular theater, $19.49. Holy cow, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure is.
As a New Yorker, that's a discount from what I've been paying at theaters.
Let's see what happens with all that. You'll be excited, I know, to go see it. And you'll excite us telling us the story. I can't see me going to see it, but listen, stranger things have happened. Chucker, you're a good man. Nice to have you here. The ladies are happy that it's 59 past.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.